就最後一個 item 就 AOB， 兩個 item 咧其實即係阿 Paul 提出嘅。咁第一個咧就係叫做 Harbourfront Land Uses， 咁就 BC 咧就曾經寫過一封信咧，就俾HEC 咧就有關 Land Use Review。就喺 Harbour Plan Review Subcommittee 嗰度咧，亦都曾經討論過嘅。咁大家都收過。What are you doing?
Speaking about my AOB. I'll take something out of the back for that.
Okay. That's not another piece of cake, eh? Okay. So Paul, maybe try to.You know, sort of summarize what you want to say there, because many people have seen your letter anyway before. We're going to have a little discussion on that, but you go ahead with what you want to say.
Slides are on here. Where's this slide? Chairman, just to support my question, I'd like to quickly show you some images, and right there is a model of Oil Street. This is the action area identified in the Harbour Plan study for Hung Hom. This is the design identified in the Harbour Plan study for Hung Hom. And I'll point out some of the features there, the commercial development on the left, and the pier that sticks out there is the KCRC pier, and right next to it is a commercial development.Which is currently under construction. And if you look at the footprint here of the construction, you can see that the footprint is extremely larger than what was planned in the Harbour Plan study. You can also see that the KCR plans are there, and as we have brought it up last meeting, we have no further resolution on the future of this area. We go over to another action area identified in the Harbour Plan study. This is in Sheng Wan.This is the plan in the Harbour Plan study. This is the current state of the land use. Another action area. This is in Sheng Wan. Sorry, the other one's Curry Bay. This is Sheng Wan. This is the plans for Sheng Wan. This is the current land use. North Point. Some of the plans.Current land use, and for Oil Street, under the current planning brief and the planning parameters, the land is up for sale. It's an application that's for sale right now, and it will go up. The model will demonstrate what the building will look like. And the building will look like the promises that we made in the urban design guidelines to avoid the wall effect around our harbor, and to have small buildings in the front, big buildings in the back.This is an example of a building recently gone up. Another example. Another example. So we see the wall going up around the harbour. So despite the fact that we have these urban design guys and our harbour planning principles, we don't have air passage, view corridors, public access, buffers around our waterfront, or we're avoiding the wall effect.So the question is, how do we well design our harbour fronts? So the question is to this committee under AOB, how do we ensure that the harbour front is designed and developed in line with the urban design guidelines, the town planning board vision for the harbour, and the harbour front enhancement committee's harbour planning principles? Every day, another piece of the harbour front disappears. The entire harbour front is zoned and is committed. How do we define uncommitted site?How do we effectively intervene in the due plan making process? And if we can't answer the question, the wall around our harbour is going to be built. And that's my question.
Thanks, Paul. 或者我請阿 Bosco comment 一下，即係從 planning 嗰個角度點睇呢個 issue， 即係 land use 同埋 monitoring 嗰樣。
主席。其實即係喺維港兩岸，即係點樣去即係達至一個好嘅 城市設計好的環境呢，在過去這麼多年呢，即是規劃署做的那個研究，其實即是那個目標都是相當清晰的，都是想搞好的環境。不過問題大家要接受一件事呢，就是一個城市的發展呢是不停的，同樣規劃呢也都是不停的，即是要跟那個時代和那個社會的訴求去作出改變。但在改變過程裏面呢，有些是已經批准了的，有些是起了的，那些我們是不可以即就這樣任意所謂推翻去推倒重來，即是這個大家要接受。即有時做事都是要按部就班，即一樣新的事又有個新的開始，就不可以一樣都追究回以前。因為大家都記得，就是以前香港的發展呢是受著很多經濟和社會的壓力的，即剛才看到很多那些高樓大廈呢，就是即怎麼說，八萬五年代批了的，今天呢就看到個後果了。但當日呢，即如果你看到那個人口增長是這樣，如果經濟增長是這樣，如果你不去做一些事，又不是短期去做一些事，那個樓價會是怎樣呢？那個人的社會又會是怎樣？那個生活環境又怎樣呢？所以大家要即是这样去看一件事。那这个委员会和小组做了很多功夫，那规划署都即是和小组都一起做了很多功夫，包括那些规划原则啊，规划那些指引啊，那过去我们都出了很多这些所谓城市设计的指引啊等等。其实都是想借个机会呢，去唤醒那个市民对那个城市景观那个关注。咁我相信喺呢方面呢，我諗我哋达到个目标嘅。咁而都大家都係朝向呢个方向走緊。不过问题係走得够唔够，快唔快，同埋可唔可以即刻好快出去，就即係由一个即係好高密度嘅发展变成一个我哋心目中觉得係比较好嘅发展。咁所以大家都要即係用一个咁样嘅客观嘅环境，用一个历史嘅角度去睇睇问题囉。就唔可以话即係样嘢推倒重来。即以前那些即批评很容易的，但要考虑当时是有很多即经济社会和即其他的考虑，这个是我想说的。
Any other point? You want to say something?
Well, the only thing I can say is that Oral Street is up for sale. The planning parameters have been defined in 1995 to 1997, and they haven't been revised since. There is even an in specification of a refuse station access at the back of the building, which is basically the harbour front. I can't see when are we going to intervene. Are we going to say, we haven't sold the site yet, we can intervene today? If we don't intervene today, the developer puts his money down, once you accept the money, it's done. It's a CDA site, yes, but the intensity for the site has been defined. And he's going to put this money down, and then you're committed to it. Then we're committed, unless we decide now. So where are we going to draw the line? We've got to be very specific, otherwise the harbour front is going to be gone. We have no more reclamation. This is the only last bits around our harbour. Either we change it and review it or not. But if you're not, then just let's go ahead, build the roads, build the high tall buildings, and build the wall around our harbour, and just give up on harbour front enhancement. Why set up this committee? Just because of WD2? Well, where are we going to intervene? It is not clear. We don't get an administration answer on how we're going to intervene in the current view planning making process.
我自己好多謝科，即係俾我哋睇到問題，亦都剛才馮處長亦都俾我哋一個角度咧，去了解點解嗰啲嘢發生。我覺得擺在我哋面前嘅好重要咧，就係如果有啲新嘅發展嘅時候，同我哋啲原則係即係唔相符嘅時候，我哋有啲咩可以做咧嚟到去改變佢，即係或者去阻止佢咧咁。咁嗰個咧就。目前嚟講，我哋可以去做乜嘢 ？Town Planning Board 可以做咩 ？HEC 又可以起啲咩嘅作用咧？咁依個咧就係當前我覺得係最重要。
好似阿 Vincent 就唔喺度，咁我哋譬如做呢啲 Harbour Planning Principle 嗰啲嘢咧，就係希望日後為香港未來沿港嘅新發展係可以參考同埋所用。咁呢個就係 我哋工作嘅其中一方面。或者 Boss 兄，你要唔要回应一下？Paul 刚刚嗰个嘅补充咧？
头先我都讲咗啦，即系如果系未发展嘅地方，或者系未确立一啲项目，咁我哋而家都系用新嗰、那个即系规划嘅原则同埋指引去做嘢嘅。我覺得即係呢個係嗰個大原則，因為我過去就過去，但係將來就係將來。咁將來可以即係可以改變得好嘅，向好嗰邊去改嘅。咁我諗應該係即係我哋個目標。而我哋咁積極參與呢啲規劃指引咧，其中嗰個原因都喺呢度。即係每一個城市嘅發展都要跟嗰個城市整體個社會個訴求去做一個進步嘅。以前大家可能話側重喺嗰個。即係生活、居住，咁咧喺質素方面可能或者就唔擺得個比重唔夠大，但係而家開始今日嗰個香港社會已經到一個地步咧，市民係唔單止講量，係講質，咁所以我哋亦都係正正回應緊嗰個市民嘅訴求。咁但係問題咧就係有邊啲係已經係定咗落嚟嘅，邊啲係已經確立咗嘅？咁而家要考慮嘅咧就係，我哋係咪應該推翻佢咧？亦或係即係我哋要尊重佢咧？咁樣。
Does that mean that the old street planning brief will be reviewed before you sell the site? Because it's not committed, you haven't sold the site yet. Will you review the planning brief?
主席，關於油街呢一個例子咧。其實就規劃咧，就喺1997年嗰陣時係已經完成嘅，係經過當然一個程序啦。咁亦都當時城規會咧係通過一個規劃嘅指引嘅。咁當然咧喺今日嗰、那個即係角度去睇，當日嗰、那個即係指引，你可能話覺得有啲地方係唔夠啦。咁同樣咧，就呢、這個即係呢個地盤咧，亦都喺據我了解咧，喺1999年就擺咗入去嗰、那個所謂申請表。勾地表，勾地嘅申請表，即係換句話講啫，呢個油街嘅地盤咧，喺1999年開始咧，就已經擺咗喺嗰個勾地表裏邊，係即係作為政府一個即係一個發展嘅計劃。咁問題就係擺咗喺勾地表嗰啲，我哋算唔算係一個已經確立咗嘅一個項目咧？即係呢個我諗就係一個問題啦。據我了解咧，就阿孫局長係已經答咗，即係citizen envisioning， 即係關於呢一個問題，咁我相信我會尊重個局長嗰個意見咯。
Everything's already planned. You got a complete outline zoning plan for every bit of the harbour. For Oil Street, it's the same as the rest of the harbour, so we're not going to change it. We might as well pack up. We're just here to just approve the one-side development too.You're not willing to look at that, the current outline zoning plans around the harbour. We're not going to review it. What are we going to do? I can't see. That means we're going to have all these tall buildings. I show you the photographs. Your own drawings or your own harbour plan study.
Paul,
it's frustrating.
I'm not that pessimistic. You recall an hour or so ago we were discussing the way forward in terms of looking at the other regions or districts along the harbour front, outside of Wanchai, outside of Southeast Kowloon. And then we were looking at various options or whether, you know, we'll cover this work under a new subcommittee or expanded, you know, mandate of our existing subcommittee. You know, this potentially will be vehicles to deal with the kind of new developments in those new districts or other districts.
When do we intervene? What's the point of intervention? We don't want to commit to enhancement.
It's not going to be in the next 2 minutes, I'm sure.
It's been brought up for a while. It's been brought up for 1 year now.
Okay. Hadi.
本人同意 Mr. Paul Zimmerman 正話講所提出嚟嘅意見，因為我覺得其實嗰塊地如果係未賣嘅話咧，其實仲係可以 intervene， 仲係可以俾我哋咧有機會咧係保護。今日我唔係話有冇可以要填或者有冇 protection of harbour ordinance 要符合，基本上。我哋要共建维港委员会 其中一個責任，其中一樣嘢就係話要將嗰個海港咧去 enhance。舊嘅嘢如果未做嘅或者可以做嘅嘢咧，我哋都應該盡可能咧去做翻佢。你擺對揾個垃圾池對住個海，或者喺個海度嚟啦，或者係對住個海嚟講咧，我相信對個 enhancement 咧係有啲折扣嘅。最少嘅機會我都覺得係打好大好大嘅折扣嚟。而大家我諗上個星期話行嗰個海皮，係去目的就係去睇下究竟大家個 access 去到有幾多。咁同今日你話阿孫局長所講嘅回答啊 CNHH 嗰個答案咧，我覺得完全係唔符合我哋所想做嘅嘢。我覺得本人覺得咧呢一樣嘢咧對呢件事咧十分失望，亦都對今日呢件事咧就我哋做唔到嘅嘢咧，我好遺憾。我覺得會將來咧會對我哋下一代咧會我哋欠咗佢哋一個咁樣嘅機會。而我哋有機會可以去做嘅時候，我哋唔去做。我覺得是一個真係好一個好大嘅遺憾。其他嘅我覺得只係話填唔填海係另外一件事，亦都係點解我哋唔可以？我點解要保護個海港咧？亦都就係想希望我哋下一代有機會享受我哋今日嘅海港。你而家抹殺咗個機會，將把嘅垃圾池喺個海邊嚟。或者摆个大个泵房喺个海边嚟，将嗰件事咧就系去到某期，可能五年后或者十年后之后，答翻我就系话个垃圾房唔可以搬，个泵房亦都唔可以搬。咁对呢件事咧，完全系于事无补，令到我哋共建维港委员会咧，我觉得我想话俾你听，想出去做嗰个 image 咧。或者你話集思會咧，我相信係會嘥時間。如果係咁樣嘅話咧，我唔想參加呢個咁樣嘅會。對唔住。
Thomas， 我想報告下俾大家聽咧，我哋由呢個 moment 開始就唔係正式一個HEC 嘅 meeting， 因為我哋已經 lost 咗個 quorum。嗱，我哋嘅 discussion 繼續啦，係嘛？
Thomas 嘅嗰陣就係主席，我想即係簡單啲回應一下，即、就、係、是、我覺得將呢、這個特別嘅個案咧，咁樣去形容佢咧，似乎就嚴重咗啲，因為咧，我哋睇翻呢個特別嘅個案咧，即係遊街呢個個案咧，係同我哋而家處理緊整體嘅方向嚟講咧，係有一個不同嘅地方。嗱，點解咁講咧？嗱，呢個遊街呢個地點咧，正話馮處長你亦都講咗，就係佢喺幾年前咧已經係擠咗喺我哋一個賣地嘅表裏邊。咁呢個信息嚟講咧，已經喺嗰個市場嗰度咧，已經係存在咗好耐。咁當然，我哋而家話共建維港委員會，我哋係有一個整體嘅即係海港兩岸嘅發展嚟講，有一啲嘅譬如新嘅睇法。咁呢點咧，我覺得都係可以咧，係唔係話絕對咧係冇機會咧係融合到嘅。點解呢？因為呢個始終嚟講睇翻咧，呢個係一個地點嚟講，係一個綜合嘅發展區，一個 CDA 嚟。佢將來嚟講具體嘅設計，仲係要需要咧一個過程。喺嗰個過程中，我覺得可以絕對有機會咧，係可以調校嘅喺嗰度喺嗰個過程中嘅調校。正話形容到話嗰個地點嚟講，會係做一個垃圾站啊，或者係一個泵房啊咁樣。呢啲設施可能係需要有。但是有很多種手法呢是可以去融合在那個發展的裏面。即我覺得不要就這樣抹殺它、總之海旁來講呢，我們是不同意有這個垃圾站。我們就算有一個小區來講，我們都有個垃圾站。問題來講，我們怎樣處理它呢？我們現在銅鑼灣剛剛在這個怡東酒店對開已經有個垃圾站。
係嘛？咁大家嚟講係咪一個係咪一個真係咁咁大嘅問題咧？我覺得係純粹係設計上嘅點樣去配合。咁所以咧，如果我哋而家就咁話啊，將佢抹曬佢，我哋要推倒重來。我覺得咧係要睇翻整件事係咪一個合理嘅做法咧，係咪一個負責任嘅做法咧？啊，我哋如果見到樣嘢都話啊，佢未起啦，咁我即刻推翻佢咧。咁覺得呢個唔係一個好負責任嘅做法咯。啊，多謝主席。
Sorry 啊，劉生，阿 May 都有舉手嚇，即係你。
多謝主席，我諗呢個個案咧，亦都喺東區啊，咁我都不妨拎出嚟大家傾下咧。就其實咧呢樣嘢咧，就對於我哋共建維港委員會咧，係一個好好嘅一個測試嚟嘅。咁如果我哋作為即係話，當然我哋每人都有自己一啲睇法。包括政府部門的代表，當然他有他們在這方面的立場，但不要緊，這個也不會代表我們共建維港委員會一個整體的意見的，就最好呢就說呢，就將這些大家的不同看法拿回去當區，盡量是作為我們一個橋梁，就要發揮這個作用，就是看看市民的看法是怎樣，因為我是一個樂觀主義者，我覺得這些是事在人為的，即是說如果大家都覺得是哪一個方向是正確的時候，我相信政府也都會改變，這是我的一個看法，當然政府在他當然他有他的立場，有他的看法，他也都是要去盡量去說服市民，這件事是這個就是我們這個委員會的一個工作，因為我們在東區有一個 Waterfront Planning Workshop 裡面，這個也都有很多市民提出很多不同的意見，咁亦都有好多一啲唔同嘅方案做出嚟，當然佢哋主要嘅目標咧，都係好似我哋共建維港委員會咁樣，係適當咁樣留咗好多海濱嘅地咧，係俾公眾可以享用嘅。呢個係一個底線嚟嘅。多謝主席。
阿 May 然後到 WK 係嘛
？OK， 主席嗱，我就同意頭先講，即係遊街呢個發展咧，其實可以係一個測試。這個共建維港委員會亦都是我們一份責任的，我覺得如果去嘗試去翻案呢，我們是著重個過程，就結果是怎樣我們都盡了力，那給民眾看到我們是嘗試去看回件事、去擺或者 去了解一下件事，這個是我們的責任，亦都是盡人事。第二點呢，我其實不如用下這些可持續發展指標啦，自己 go through 個 test，咁你哋設咗咁多指標咁多嘢啦，每一樣嘢我哋就係 run through 佢，咁然後咧就自己就作為一個少少嘅立場或者一個建議。咁第三點我都覺得應該同 town planning board 再溝通一下咯，即係如果呢個係我哋嘅一啲想法嘅，咁早啲溝通，當 town planning board 真係再要或者係全部接納或者要調校一啲方面嘅規劃啊，咁佢哋都知會到我哋嘅想法見解，咁係咪一種方法咧？
咁您走嗰阵开开心心咯，翻住嚟嘅，咁不过我听咗咁多，大概知道大家讲啲咩嘢啦。咁不过首先先讲咧，就我都系共创即系想创维港嘅一个成员啊。咁但系喺游街呢度，我就唔系即系认真好即系主力去参与啊。咁亦都唔好好 expect 今日會討論到呢個問題。咁不過既然大家講開咧，咁我都講下我嘅意見啦。咁首先我就覺得即係作為海旁咁多地方嘅一個一塊地啦，咁即係無論最後我哋傾成點，咁都唔係咁大件事嘅，即係唔使話我一行到入嚟咧 ，Hardy 又話 retreat 都唔去啊，咁啊 Paul 又好似話即係成個 HCC 都即係好似我唔記得佢哋點講啦，即係差唔多咁好似係大件事咗。咁不過睇翻即係遊街嗰度咧，我就咁諗啊。我哋如果從翻一個良好規劃嘅角度去即使你睇翻灣仔同埋東南九龍咁我常常有個立場，我都係即係我到今天都 stand by 咧，東南九龍同埋灣仔過去嗰個 plan 咧係個 good planning 嚟㗎。咁不過咧，就因為我哋喺個規劃過程裏面咧，對個法律嘅理解咧，就即係今日我哋發覺唔同咗。咁但係由於個法庭同埋公眾嗰個要求，咁所以就算有個 good planning 咧，我哋而家都要做過一個 replanning 啊。咁 嗱，既然啟德同埋灣仔都係咁咧，咁如果喺其他嘅城，如果油街咧，即係我哋大家都聽到咧，佢嘅規劃咧係1997年嗰陣做嘅。咁當然1997年做嘅咧，就佢可以係一個 very good planning 嚟嘅。咁但係假如即係而家今日睇翻咧，就即係其實佢唔係一個咁好嘅 planning， 即係咁我就咁 time face 去睇咧，即係似乎都唔係都真係有啲問題嘅。咁所以如果即係作一個 replanning 或者一個 continuous planning。嘅 process 咧，其實就即係呢個要求好合理嘅，即係我哋都唔一定係所謂推倒重來，即係完全由頭嚟過。咁你個規劃過程係一路延續噶嘛？咁即係咁1997年八年前嗰個規劃到今日都未成事，今日覺得有啲問題，咁再睇過去，即係我覺得其實冇乜大不了。咁 lens 嗰邊咧，我就唔係好熟啊。即係如果係1999年已經擺咗落去，咁有啲咩意義咧？但其實我咁諗，既然政府有咁樣嘅回應咧，覺得即係市場裏邊已經有咁嘅即係有咁嘅期望，咁何不唔即係以阿May姐嘅意見咧，即係我哋將呢個題目攞翻出嚟咧，即係擴大一啲去討論啦，唔係淨係想創埋講或者係 HEC 咧，即係東區嘅居民啦，甚至 Vida 啦。即係我哋點知 Vida 佢唔會有同樣嘅意見，即係如果發展商嗰邊佢都覺得，不如你再重新諗過嗰個規劃啦，咁點解唔做過啫？咁除非咧即係喺個發展界裏邊佢覺得咧就你咁樣做好唔妥喎，咁好唔應該喎，咁我哋就要再即係發展商同埋嘅居民之間咧，同埋即係專業之間，大家要再傾過啦。咁但係即係目前我就覺得政府未必需要企得咁硬嘅話，即係我一定係要去㗎啦，咁呢個我意見啊。
主席，
我同意正話咧，都可能話勾地表好有啲咩條款咧已經寫咗入去，係我覺得，但係仲係當然仲有個 master plan 或者有個去到再劃職的時候，還有一個分配的時候，還有一個機會去給大家去再研究。但其實如果你不是現在這個機會，趁著現在未賣地的時候之前呢，去寫清楚，譬如我現在今天說就是說一個很污染性的垃圾房，那你放在你如果寫清楚今天說要是 submerge 的十層離開個地面呢要100尺的底 below 100尺的，咁如果你而家寫清楚咗佢落去要見唔到嘅，咁我相信呢今日阿 Paul Simonman 呢就冇可能會唔感覺到呢件事呢係一個好大嘅影響。或者今日你個泵房係完全一個 submerge 嘅嘢，係大家嘅 access 呢係全成條海成個海旁呢都有一個 full 嘅 access 嘅，寫到清清楚楚嘅話呢，我覺得啱，我同意，我哋係絕對你係可以去買地，去勾擺落個勾地表照賣。但係就係因為而家喺嗰啲條款入面呢係寫得模棱兩可，寫得唔係好清楚，亦都點解呢？因為當時嘅人呢係冇諗到呢係咁細去咁具體嘅。我舉個例子，我都係喺報章度睇到嘅，曾經就係喺紅磡為了那間居屋那幾棟樓拆定不拆或者賣不賣得，是曾經有些條款呢就是在那個 lease 入面呢，就是說就不是寫得很清楚的。現在有機會去寫清楚它，有機會收回這件事去做一個去做這件事呢，我不明白為什麼呢現在一定要為了因为摆咗落去个勾地表度而唔可以攞翻出嚟呢件事，我根本就唔能够理解。孙局长当然有佢嘅理由，或者佢应承咗财政司或者边个咧入咗落个 budget 度咧，系一定要有呢条数咧，有嗰几百亿出嚟嘅。咁我唔知道，因为我唔能够理解呢一样嘢。咁请如果你哋觉得系可以，你哋理解嗰啲人咧，就答翻我咧，就话点解啦？就告訴我為什麼不可以在勾地表拿出來而寫回正確的條款下去。多謝。
May I just make one remark that I'm representing the Business Environment Council, that our council has many developers on the membership. that I wouldn't sit here and make any comments on an individual development if I had no further input also from some of our members. And I can guarantee you that even the business community has concern about the current planning parameters and the inflexibility in adapting them, and that it is not a concern on the business side, of course, as they have fiduciary duties to their shareholders to maximize profit within the guidelines provided and the rules and regulations provided. They will maximize their profits and they will maximize every opportunity. But if the community decides to provide other parameters within which to work, they will work within those parameters. And from an overall point of view, they support that these parameters are going to be redrafted for the entire harbour front, because they believe that a better harbour front will bring a better quality of life to Hong Kong, will create job opportunities, will create a better lifestyle, and create a better value for people in Hong Kong. Thank you.
Basil.
主席，就即係到底呢個地盤入咗歐地表，係咪唔應該拎翻出嚟？這個我唔想，或者我去答咧呢、這個，或者係等翻孫局長去答。不過我想澄清翻，頭先似乎我聽到有啲信息，我係幾困擾嘅。有啲講嘅話會咩建議一啲垃圾房、一啲泵房喺個海邊，這個我從來都冇，即係唔知道有啲咁樣嘅嘢嘅。或者我可以澄清翻咧。整個地盤呢就劃咗做所謂綜合發展區，即換句話講，將來所有的發展呢佢都要提供一個所謂發展總綱俾城規會去通過嘅。而呢個所謂綜合發展區 CDA 呢，其實係分兩部分嘅，一部分呢近海嗰啲呢個高度呢係受限制，即換句話佢唔可以高過嗰個而家個東區走廊嘅，唯一即係可以起嘅呢就喺後邊，即係南邊，即係個橋嘅南邊。咁而嗰度咧，根據而家張規劃圖咧，係定咗嗰個所有樓面面積嘅，亦都有一個樓宇嘅高度限制嘅。咁所以變咗肯定就唔係講緊咩垃圾房、泵房或者啲市民去唔到海邊咁嗰個問題。唯一咧，我諗即係可能會影響咧，就係以前因為嗰、那個即係規劃個密度咧，係比而家嘅可能市民要求係可能係高咗。呢個我諗係主要嘅考慮啦。咁至於樓宇嘅設計，規劃圖嗰個總綱設計，我相信絕對可以喺城規會呢個過程裏面係可以考慮得到嘅。而而家我哋啲所謂海旁嘅規劃嘅指引，我相信喺嗰個製造呢、這個總綱規劃圖嘅時候都可以即係兼顧得到。所以我想澄清，即係我完全唔明點解會講緊垃圾房啊、泵房啊，點解要係唔可以擺地底？嗰、那個垃圾房如果係有嘅話咧，都係只係服務嗰個發展，佢唔係嗰個區嘅即係一個發展嘅要求。即係我想澄清呢一樣嘢啫，好嘛？
嗱，我哋而家所進行嘅咧就係一個好嚴荒無嘅討論，因為正如我剛同大家報告，我哋已經冇咗個 quorum， 咁所以只不過係一個 information exchange。Greg， 嗱，我就想大概七點到咧，我哋 wrap up 咗呢個 discussion， 因為實際上係一個，好啦，我哋剛亦都聽過 KY 講，即係大家都要盡量 manage 好啲時間，因為回去仲係各有各嘅事要做。
其實即係我哋都應該信阿 Bosco 講嘅，即係你如果佢係一個 CDA， 除非個契裏邊個地契裏邊咁蠢寫到明話，我一定要有個大垃圾房喺向住個海，咁我都講啦。但係我又冇睇過嗰張契，咁我哋信可能要信處長講，因為如果真係擺落張契書咧，好可能你要佢搬咧，咁就立個發展商可能話：喂，你阻咗我個鋪位喎，賠翻一億俾我啦咁樣。咁即係依句我樓下可能會有一個困難。但係如果係冇咁樣嘅一啲條款喺個地契書咧，我覺得就當佢一上到城規會嘅時候咧，即係個 CDA 鬆靈咧，一定會即係嗰啲委員一定會好。即係好負責任咁去睇嗰件事嘅，咁我覺得唯一咧就係、當然 port ratio 冇得改啦，而家改真根本上就係一個大件事嚟噶啦。我自己覺得最擔心嘅一樣嘢就係話，究竟嗰幅地喺個條款裏邊係咪有翻一個 access 俾啲東區嘅市民去海旁咧？咁我諗呢個根本上我哋作為即係呢個係我哋呢個委員會應該好關心嘅事項咧。 即係垃圾房，我覺得即係信處長都話唔會擺喺嗰度，唔會擺喺嗰度。就算真係到時個 developer 夾硬要擺個喺嗰度，個 CDA 嗰個上 MLP 嘅時候，都已經被人發咗啦。咁其實最大的問題就係話，係咪有一個足夠嘅條款喺個地契上面話俾東區嘅市民咧？是很容易咁去接觸到個海，譬如話你有翻20米嘅 open area 係鬆咁到係 non building 嘅，而又要有 public access 入得到去嘅，咁嗱，咁呢啲就我哋應該係屬於我哋呢個委員會要關心嘅問題。如果佢話唔係，任佢起到個邊處咁嘅海景就靚啦，咁但係住嗰啲人咧，但係市民咧一去到油街個掘頭路咧就已經去唔到個海啦。咁我咁呢樣嘢咧，我哋即係 HEC 如果我哋唔 raise 嘅 issue 咧。咁我哋覺得我哋就唔啱，咁所以或者呢樣嘢，我唔知可唔可以處長講係咪？
主席或者我都再澄清啦，根本喺嗰個規劃裏邊咧，海濱長廊啦，市民可以到達海邊，呢、這個係已經係擺咗落去嗰個所謂嗰個規劃指引裏邊。我唔相信，就算係97年嗰陣時城規會通過嗰個指引，係唔會考慮到呢啲嘢。唯一即係我頭先講，主要係可能係個密度嗰度係相對而家嗰個社會個要求，可能或者就。即系就有少少唔同，但基本上个设计，我相信系完全系可以符合到嗰个海港嗰个规划指引嘅。
张女士，主席，我就有个感觉嚟讲咧，就可能即系大有啲成员咧，委员咧，就系、是、根本对整个发展嘅模式咧，系可能有不了解嘅地方，或者系误解嘅地方。咁实情咧，正话阿 Greg 都讲到。即係成嗰啲 lease 嘅 sales conditions 嚟講，成已經有套喺度，不如就提供即係俾大家即係睇下，因為呢個資料嚟講亦都係公開，我哋攞出嚟即係勾地表，大家就要睇住嗰扎嘅 conditions 嚟到去睇啊，點樣去設計。咁所以變咗呢啲資料嚟講，而家成已經係公開上網有，不過我諗我哋即係透過秘書處嚟講，咪攞套資料俾大家睇下，咁即係安下大家嘅心先嚇，即係唔需要大家咧成日係都誤解，以我傳我咧就話又即係嗰個喺垃圾站有咩剩，咁有垃圾池添，咁根本係唔好咁嘅事，咁所以我希望咧喺呢度澄清翻大家。
好，咁或者我哋補充一下呢啲資料。就係咪一定要即係我哋要希望真係善用呢啲時間？如果真係 bring up 一啲嘢，大家又未必真係了解情況，咁兜嚟兜去咁討論係咪咩？阿 K Y 你講講啦嘛。
首先我都申報咧，就係我同阿陳慧群博士一樣，都係想創維港嘅成員，幫喺呢件事上我完全冇參與，唔係好少參與。就我就唔想喺呢度講遊街呢件事。因為第一就頭先啱阿 Thomas 都提俾資料啦，咁亦都阿 Greg 提到話海濱即係市民可唔可以去到海旁嗰度？阿 Bosco 亦都即係話可以啦。咁即係於是另外觀感啊、規劃上面嘅嚟講，我覺得而家喺呢度講咧，就我哋冇資料講。亦都事實上嚟講咧，我覺得喺在座咁多人嚟講咧，我哋講遊街，譬如有建議話係咪喺個勾地表裏掹出嚟咧？我覺得喺呢度係講到夜晚十二點都冇結果嘅。咁所以我就唔想喺度再用我哋嘅時間講呢樣嘢。但我就反而咧就希望咧就向前看，就係、是、我記得一年前當我哋開始共建維港委員會開始嘅時候咧，我哋曾經講過就話我哋共建維港委員會希望關心、希望處理或者政府諮詢呢個委員會嘅項目。嗰陣時係講基建項目，咁我哋咧嗰啲基建項目咧，嗰陣時我哋畫咗條好清嘅線嘅，就係話咧，財委會批咗嘅基建項目咧，已經批咗嘅咧，我哋就覺得係已經係既成事實啦，我哋就唔會討論。未批嘅話咧，咁我哋咧就我哋希望政府可以向呢個委員會諮詢，同海濱有關嘅。咁嗰陣時我哋嘅注意就喺基建項目度。咁既然今天提出嚟就話，除咗基建項目之外，可能係海濱嘅土地。對我哋嘅海濱嘅優化工作嚟講咧，當然係一個好都有個好大嘅影響嘅。咁我就希望我哋委員會，當然唔係今晚咧，而家嘅討論咧，可唔可以咧，就係、是、或者政府係喺下一次會議咧，係俾個建議，就係嗰啲未即係所謂係咪叫 uncommitted site？ 我唔想講啫，畫一條線就係有邊啲土地。是可以你俾我哋有機會去優化到個海濱嘅，而嗰條土地邊而決定係唔係有機會咧？嗰條線係畫喺邊度？我諗將來可唔可以新嘅我哋有一條好明確嘅線，究竟係 在個土地規劃和賣地的過程批出過程未必是賣批出過程在這個過程裏面那條線是怎樣劃分，如果能夠、政府可以在下一次會議可以給我們建議，我們在那裡討論，我覺得將來對於怎樣盡量找住每一個優化海旁的機會呢，我覺得我們是 會可能有大一點的機會。
多謝主席。或者請阿 Boss 同阿 Lisa 考慮一下啦，好嘛？這個建議。咁就關於講個 project 咧，就正如阿 K Y 咁講咧，講到十二點都未必講得完。咁不如我哋就今日就停咗呢度。咁啊，仲有一個 item 咧，亦都係阿 Paul Simmerman brought up 嘅。咁佢本來咧就有個 item 咧叫 temporary harbourfront land use strategy， 就係、是。海皮有啲臨時用地，點樣去美化咁佢就有一個具體嘅 motion， 可惜到而家因為我哋已經冇咗個 forum 咧，唔會係一個 formal discussion 嘅 motion 要表決嗰樣，就個條件就唔存在。咁我剛剛亦都即係問過一下阿 Vincent。因為佢呢個 motion 咧有啲比較具體啲嘅建議，咁可能咧就呢、這個 Harbourfront Review Subcommittee 咧亦都願意睇一睇討論一下，然後先人再翻嚟大會嗰度係討論或者表決，或者趁剩餘翻嘅時間咧，請阿 Paul 解釋下佢嗰個 motion。Paul， we cannot put the motion to vote anyway. We lost the quorum, but I'm suggesting you explain to the members present your proposed motion. And I did talk to Vincent, and he said he would agree to discuss it in the subcommittee. And that's all the paper I have.
Okay. I'm not sure whether the motion comes from me or from Greg, actually. But the motion is basically to make sure that we enhance the harbourfront, all the lands that are temporarily available. And we have quite a few members who have signed so far. There's a third sheet with some signatures. But the motion calls for this. The Hong Kong government should be committed to a harbourfront enhancement and greening strategy for the harbourfront land available for lease under short-term tenancies. And the majority of what the lands you see around the harbour, Tamar, Sheng Wan, in Kai Tak, in West Kowloon, North Point Estate, we know our sites, the lands available. The strategy is to include landscaping with trees and grass and access with simple foot and bicycle paths and the removal of all unnecessary fencing. The number of trees planted should be at least to a standard of what the government demands from new territories, open storage operators for temporary land use licenses. In principle, these trees should be transplanted in the same site or vicinity when land is developed for permanent use. That's the motion.
Thanks, Paul. 看看有沒有 member 要 comment on 他這個 motion。 Vincent 呢就準備在個 subcommittee 那裡都會再詳細的討論，然後再有需要的時候再 bring back to the full committee。
I really
should
use
that
You're not
going
to put in proper
plot.
It does smell. Yeah, Chairman, I just want to provide a bit of information for Paul. Actually, there is this steering committee on greening established within the government about 2-3 years ago. And this particular committee is a multi or in cross department committee chaired by the Permanent Secretary on Works. And one of the issues that has been discussed as an ongoing basis is to, you know, make use of all this temporary, you know, vacant sites, not just along the waterfront, but you know, generally speaking, how to make the best use of such sites to turn them green. And there is already a program working on this. So actually, it would be useful, I think, before, you know, we deliberate in this particular forum, it would be useful, maybe useful, if we can get some further information on the work of that particular steering committee on greening, so that, you know, we won't be making any presumptuous motion or presumptuous, you know, a recommendation. Thank you, Chairman.
Right.
其實上一次呢，土木工程拓展處處長已更多一次，所以其實我們都知道他的意思是怎樣，所以亦都不需要拿更多的資料。我們覺得現在香港就是世界上最多在海港的兩岸多空地。 而係臨時用地，係擺空嘅城市嚟嘅。你見唔到世界上有幾多個城市會話又有西九龍，又有啟德，又有中，又有天馬，又有上環，直情係多到了不得嘅。咁但係而家咧就好多時咧就係擺空咗佢，或者鋪曬石屎，或者擺曬裝，或者擺曬，即係我哋行過啦，你哋上星期又行過啦。咁其實就係一個好可惜嘅一件事嚟。 咁有呢啲咁嘅土地呢，其實已經填咗好多年㗎啦。西九龍呢，1995年已經大部分填晒，啟德1997年呢，就已經變咗空地啦。1997好似即係98，咁上環呢，就我嚟做咗嗰啲嗰個 batch 嗰個落泥頭嗰個呢，即係佢哋中西區成日嘈嗰個，咁又已經做咗好多年。即係其實呢啲咁嘅土地已經擺空咗好多年。 咁啲遊客覺得嚟到咧，啲人問我：喂，乜你做工程師，乜咁嘅咁樣？即係我就覺得，即係有陣時都係幾好笑嘅。咁我就覺得，其實對香港政府俾個要求就話，嗱，你要人哋新界嗰啲人咧，每5米種一棵樹，先至想人哋俾擺貨櫃。咁你自己每10米擺一棵啦，咁即係對人哋要求高啲，對自己要求少啲，咁咪算咯咁。
咁其實種植樹有乜壞啫？我覺得而家我哋呢個建議都好公道嘅，即係話咧，你如果你種3年，你擺嗰棵樹或者嗰幅土地係用3年，你種咗佢，你幾時先至變到做200mm at the trunk 1meter 啊？嗱，依個係嗰個政府嘅規劃嚟，即係200mm 咁你要種植樹，可能8年先至會有嘅喎。即係如果你個腹地擺空8年咧，你先至搞到棵樹咧，係叫做棵樹。 如果唔係咧，你種咗落去之後咧，只不過係減少啲煙塵啊，好睇啲啊咁。咁你4、5年之後嗰棵樹，嗰棵樹得嗰只百五或者幾多，你咪唔好，你咪斬咗佢咯。即係我哋嘅建議就係話，你可以俾你斬佢啦，即係佢未變成大樹。但係假設真係有一幅土地喺個海旁度，你就真係擺空咗佢10年。如果啲樹變到好大棵啦，咁你咪將佢即係移植咗去第二度，即係褪多啲。咁香港作為香港人。 你敢唔敢動？你覺得你會唔會開心見到你嘅海港兩旁咧有啲合抱嘅大樹啫？即係你自己喺度長大啲，點解唔覺得會希望變得佢好啲，會引以為榮得㗎？即係呢啲咁嘅要求，一個好合理嘅要求，點解你哋要即係唔支持咧
？OK，Also, Winston said he will sort of look into that motion in the subcommittee. 我諗有一樣嘢要同大家或者分享下啲觀。嗱，我哋今次係第二次咧，就到接近會議尾嘅時候就冇咗 quorum。 咁就呢樣嘢呢，即係都反映我哋對於 time management 呢係有啲地方不足，即係我哋好希望 cover 嘅嘢呢，可能就未必係有足夠嘅時間去 cover 佢。個意思呢，譬如去到6:30啊，咁我哋已經冇咗 quorum， 即係我哋有啲 item 就 cover 唔到，咁即係可能我哋日後呢，對於嗰個 agenda 呢。 或者要 manage 得好啲，即係或者有啲地方就，譬如我哋係 allocate 1個鐘，咁啊2個鐘，咁希望咧可以其他啲 item 都可以盡量可以 cover 到佢哋，即係喺嗰個 agenda 度。咁having said that 咧，阿 Paul， 如果你日後係有啲 agenda item， 咁即係反正Christine 咧，佢都會現威你put in some agenda item，你可以或者ahead of time 俾佢知道，咁我哋盡量可以 time 好，咁嘅時候就可以或者希望 manage 嗰啲時間比較好啲，即係唔會發展到冇咗個 quorum 啦，咁都未 cover 曬啲 item， 咁或者 if possible you try to let the secretary know ahead of time so that we can build that into the
sure chairman you can see from the date of the letter from BEC when it was addressed to the secretary, it was quite a couple of months ago.
I mean the motion item like which came up
that comes to the point of how we set actions. It was clearly discussed last ATC meeting. Greg and I both made a proposal here at the meeting. There is minutes and there's no action against it. It's the very selective action setting against these agendas. We really have to look, and that is probably then for August, how we do that more tighter then. Because it's somewhat irritating every time we look back at these things, how selective we are in agreeing on our actions. Yeah. It was clearly discussed last time. Both Greg and I, we clearly said that we proposed and there's no action against it. I don't think it's a false expectation on our side that actually there is a follow-up on the issue.
But when you read the minute, when you approve the minute, and you feel there should be an action or follow-up item, why don't you let the secretary know, okay, now I'd like to discuss this further with some further proposed action or further follow-up, and maybe we can...
There have been about 30 meetings in my agenda for the last every last month on ATC matters. Maybe I missed something, but I will pay attention. Thank you.
It was quite a lengthy coverage of that particular item. Anyway, I guess we can always do better next time. All right, but where possible, maybe build an item into the agenda a little ahead of time so that we can try to allow for more time for discussion. Okay? Okay, 咁啊，多謝大家。咁我哋下一次嘅會議就係七月28號。就八月咧，就正如我剛同大家報告咧，我哋會有個集思會。咁啊，多謝大家今日嘅出席同埋參與，多謝。咁再一次wish Thomas all the best。